Back in this region, the remnants of Hurricane Ivan pushed water levels high above normal along the Potomac River. Even so, the National Whitewater Canoe and Kayak Championships went ahead today. NPR's Eric Kneeler went to Poolesville, Maryland to watch the event.
Built between a power plant and the Potomac River, the Dickerson Whitewater Course is one of the country's best places to race canoes and kayaks. Normally, the gated slalom course is filled with boulders, big waves, and whirlpools. But Sunday morning, the roaring whitewater had turned flat, brown, and muddy. Organizer Richard Perlmutter explains.
Ivan moved in much quicker than expected. And when we all left here at 6 o'clock, the course was in great shape. But overnight, the water rose 12 feet.
All that water covered the boulders and the finish line. Perlmutter is running the national championships along with a staff of several dozen volunteers and nearly 100 competitors. He's philosophical about the conditions.
So this is the nature of a sport that involves the outdoors, and we will always race, whether rain or shine. Usually we have sometimes too little water. Here we have too much water.
Rebecca Giddens of San Diego won a silver medal in kayaking at the Athens Olympics a few weeks ago. Today, she just wants to finish.
I tried to warm up on the main channel of the Potomac River, and it is just roaring through there. It's flat, but it's moving so quickly that the minute I went out to the current, I ended up 15 feet down from where I started.
Whenever you're ready.
The course is built on a ravine-like channel that takes Giddens and the others just over a minute to finish. Racers propel their streamlined boats through a series of gates that dangle just above the water.
Let's go, Maggie! Up, 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 up! Turn and burn!
Eric Jackson is a former Olympic kayaker making a bit of a comeback. He says that the high water is forcing racers to rely on their mental skills in getting through each gate.
And in one second, the water might be rushing upstream through it, and the next second, it's kind of lax or even going downstream. So you still have to read the water, and the key thing is to do the moves extremely well.
Not too good.
16-year-old Yuri Poberai could have used a few good moves today. He just finished the first of his six runs for the day and wasn't too happy.
It's a little tricky. I thought it was going to be a little easier. Some of the turns were a little more than I thought you had to turn. And it just got me, grabbed my back butt. It should be all right.
Yuri and the other racers don't regret the washout, but it wasn't the white-knuckled experience they had prepared for. Eric Kneeler, NPR News.